Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with the Sagara family, so let's go ahead and get started. Well, anyhow, the Sagara family left as scheduled and left Emeru and me to enjoy the house to ourselves. Okay, we're going then. Be careful, alright? I'll see you later. Bye. Bye-bye. Have fun. After they leave, I look around the empty house. It's quiet. It's been a while since I felt so free. I stretch and enjoy the fresh air of being free. I dive onto the couch. Oops, am I enjoying myself too much? But I lay there on the couch with my arms behind my head and stare at the ceiling. I need to decide what to do for the next few hours. I have quite a few hours until everyone comes home. Come to think of it, everyone's gone, so I can do anything I want. Even if Emeru is here, she's hurt and can't move much. It's not like I forgot about taking care of her, but it's not like I need to be with her 24/7. In fact, I don't think she'd like that at all. Which means I can enjoy a private showing of all my secret videos. Shoot, where did I put my collection? Oh wait, I can just go rent some and I try to figure out what the most effective way to spend this day of independence when I hear the floor creaking in the hallway. I go out and look to see what it is. It's the sound of someone coming down the stairs. Clunk, clunk, this must be. Oh, just as I thought, it's Emeru. She didn't have to go through all that trouble to come down. Emeru, are you okay? Emeru glances at me and continues to come down the stairs. Are you sure you're going to be okay coming down? It hurts, right? You should stay in your room. If you need something, I can bring it up. No, I'm fine. She refuses my offer. Well, it's not as bad as last time, I think. It's not like she's completely ignoring me. Then, do you want me to prepare something? I know you're not sick, but maybe some oatmeal or maybe something good for bones? Something with calcium? Okay, like milk? I ask her as I open the door for her. No thanks. She declines profusely. Oh, I guess she's not that comfortable with me. Even as she sits at the table, I can feel her cold gaze upon me. Uh-oh. Is it possible that she overheard my top secret plan and she thinks I'm a lowly pervert who watches porn all day? I can feel my face turning pale, and I can hear the image of Mr. Perfect that I built up crumble into places. Pieces, not places. Did you happen to hear me earlier? Come to think of it, the way Emeru looked at me, it was as if she was looking at something gross and dirty. Huh? About what? Oh, I guess she didn't. She gives me a blank look. Oh, it's nothing. Nothing, really. But my voice doesn't sound like it was nothing, and Emeru gives me a suspicious look. Shoot, maybe I dug my own grave. Come on, there was no way Emeru could hear something in her room, up in her room. She doesn't have the devil's ears. Anyway, our awkward conversation makes us both uneasy. Emeru is inching away from me in her chair, all the way to the other side of the table. Emeru, you don't really have to avoid me so much. I can't stand this atmosphere and decide to ask her straight out what problem she has with me. Did I do something to make you hate me? No, it's not that. I'm sorry. Emeru apologizes and gets up. She drags her foot as she heads out to the hallway. Do you need a hand? No, thank you. She declines again. It looks like I can't do anything right. I look at the direction Emeru is heading. Oh, you have to go to the bathroom. No wonder, I nod to myself. But even after she comes back, her attitude doesn't change, and she goes back to her room without a word. I can hear the background music of devastation in my ears. Even with a fracture, she goes through all the pain to avoid me. Guess I did something to offend her. I can only speculate and watch her go. Emeru, are you there? The door to her room is shut tight. How's your foot? If you have a fever, I can bring you a wet towel or an ice pack. I don't know why she's avoiding me, but I need to try to patch things up. Besides, I'm worried about her foot. But Emeru doesn't reply. Okay, it's time to try a different tactic. I made some lunch, so if possible, why don't you come down? If your foot hurts, I can bring it up here. There's still no response. Maybe she's sleeping? I think she's in her room. I guess she doesn't like me. I lose my energy and quietly leave from in front of her door. I don't feel like eating lunch alone, so I decide not to eat. Instead, I go to the living room and watch TV, of course, in case Emeru comes down. I'm watching a normal program. After a while, Emeru comes down. Oh, how's your foot? Do you have a fever? I get up to help her, but Emeru avoids me. You shouldn't move so much. It's dangerous. I'm fine. I get worried and go closer to support her. But she jumps up and avoids me further. There's no way her foot can support that, and she loses her balance. Oh, watch out. Oh, no. I grab her arm to help her, but Emeru doesn't let me help her, and the situation gets worse. Then there's no way I can support her, and Emeru falls onto the couch. You don't have to avoid me that much. This was the deciding factor. She's completely ignoring me. I'm shocked. Ouch. Emeru makes a face showing her pain. She might have hurt herself more right now. Are you okay? I'm sincerely worried about her, but I still can't hide my agitation. My face is probably making a weird expression. Yes, I'm fine. Emeru gets up without taking my hand. Emeru stands up and goes to the dining room, all the time avoiding me. A sharp pain lingers in my heart. What exactly did I do to her? I can't shake the feeling of unfairness. During the meal, Emeru sits in the furthest seat away from me. I wonder how far she's gonna take this. I still don't give up trying to make conversation. We both speak up at the same time and freeze. Oh, go ahead. You're sitting in a different seat. Huh? Tonight I'm sitting in a different seat at the table. Oh, you mean here? Why? You usually sit in that other seat. Yeah, but today everyone else is gone and there's lots of space. So I thought I could leave some space for your dad. Emeru says nothing and just looks at me. Emeru, are you okay? Oh, it's nothing. Our eyes meet, but Emeru quickly looks away. She looks a little flushed. Yes, who is it? Not like there's anyone else in this house, but it'd be scary if there was someone else. For example, the late Mr. Sagara. Emeru, right?
Hi.
Yes. I open the door and find Emeru just standing there looking timid. What's up? You shouldn't be standing like that when you're hurt. Come in. Oh, of course I won't do anything. Shoot, I shouldn't have said that. It sounds like that's all I think about. Now she's gonna avoid me more. I slowly look at Emeru, but it looks like she didn't think much of it. In fact, she looks preoccupied with something else, like she wants to say something but can't. What's wrong? Does it hurt? No, it's not that. Then, did you run out of ice?
Yeah.
She looks very embarrassed. She continues to look down at her feet. I wonder what it is. What is it? Tell me. Haven't taken one. Taken what? Emeru blushes further at my question and finally mumbles it out. I haven't taken a bath. Oh, a bath. She should have told me earlier. Since when? The past few days. Oh, I see. Is it that time of the month? No, it hasn't started yet. Emeru's face turns bright red. Oops, I think I asked something embarrassing again. What's wrong with me? I hurt myself before and I took a bath even though I had a fever. And I lost consciousness in the tub. Oh, in the tub! Yes, so I was trying not to take a bath this time. But I can't stand it anymore. So can you help me? Oh, sure, that's no problem, huh? You want me to help you take a bath? What is this girl thinking? Yes, there's no one else. You know that I'm a guy, right? Or maybe I don't count as a guy to her? Yes, please. What to do? It's not like she's filthy or smelly. I can go for 5 days without taking a bath, but I guess girls can't do that. Come, will you help me? There's no way I can say no to a girl like this, right? Okay, I'll help you. I try my best to act normal. Thank you. But a girl taking a bath? I start salivating like a dog, but... I trust you. Emeru looks at me with trusting eyes. Whoa, gee, don't put so much pressure on me. No, seriously, the way she looks at me is enough to give me a deadly warning. Well then, I'm gonna get ready, so I'll see you in the bathroom. Okay. Emeru trots away happily as if she's forgotten her pain. Well, she's using her crutches, of course. Now I get it, she was avoiding me because she's worried about her smell. Yeah, that's it. Sorry to keep you waiting. Whoa! I jump backwards in the small bathroom, so I'm surprised I don't hit my head. This is the old white version of the Claire Summermate, now worth up to $50 on online auctions. It's a school swimsuit. Wait, what am I getting excited about? Are you okay? Yeah, of course you'd be in a swimsuit. I guess you didn't hear my last comment. That's good. Why would you be in a swimsuit in a bathtub? How do you wash your full body in a swimsuit? Yes, well, I can't be naked, and I only have swimsuits like this, so... That's true, yep. The whole point of a bath is bathing your body. When you've got clothes on, that kind of defeats the purpose. Is something wrong? Oh, no, it's nothing. I can't say it. A fine body in a tight school swimsuit. No matter where I look, it's a nice, fresh body. Oh, sorry, so what am I supposed to do? Well, you can just watch and make sure I don't fall unconscious. If something happens, I'll call for you. You want me to watch? Emeru points outside the bathroom. If you could stay in the outer room. Oh, of course, ha 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 ha. My forced laughter echoes in the bathroom. But Emeru isn't laughing. Okay, if you need something, call, alright? Right. I force myself outside the bathroom. I hear the water running. I can only see your silhouette because of the frosted window. This is a pity. A pity. This is torture. Oh, what should I do? Who can be calling at a time like this? Emeru, can I go get that? Yes, I'll be okay. I'll be right back, so sit tight, okay? Yes. I'm the one who wants to sit tight, but oh well, I head to the living room. I take it out on the person calling. Hello? Oh, Yusuke, what took you so long? It's Sanae. This bitch, how should I retaliate? What do you want? What do you mean, what do I want? I'm calling to let you know we're heading home. I'm in the middle of something. If it's not a rush, can it wait? In the middle of something, you're just watching some porn or reading some perverted magazine, right? How come you think of me like that? I think she has me all wrong. I know that was my initial plan, but... Jeez, if you're acting like that, I'm not gonna bring you back anything. Don't be so cheap. Anyway, we're busy here, so come home quick, okay? See ya. Hey, wait! I ignore her and hang up. I wonder if Emeru's okay. Sorry, Emeru, it took a while to... I hang up and rush to the bathroom. I hear the water running, but I don't hear Emeru moving. Did she collapse? Emeru, are you okay? However, I get no response. What if? I have a bad feeling it opened the door. Just as I thought, Emeru's lying on the floor. Thank goodness she didn't go unconscious in the bathtub. She might have drowned. Emeru! Emeru! I slap her cheeks lightly, but no response. Is she unconscious? I'm losing her. Oh no. It's all Sanae's fault. That's why I told her. Wait, I can blame her later. I need to get her out of here and lay her down. I lift her up and decide to take her to her room. I run up to Emeru's room with her in my arms. When she's unconscious, even Emeru is a bit heavy. I'm sorry. I'm coming in. There's no one listening, but I ask for permission anyway. I open the door. I feel uncomfortable when I'm inside a girl's room. It looks like a normal room, but I think this is a girl's room. Excuse me. It looks like a normal room, but if I think this is a girl's room, I get excited. Hey, I'm not supposed to be excited right now. Huh? Something is weird. There's no depth. It's flat. Hey, this is a picture of a room. A picture of the room hanging at the entrance. What is this? Feeling bad, I walk into a room. Once in, a room full of color blinds my eyes. I'm at a loss for words. Holy mess. She's got all kinds of things. There's a sewing machine there. Whoa, wow! There are countless and countless costumes all over the room. The real room, hidden behind the picture, appears in front of my eyes. A French maid, nurse, cop, flight attendant, from uniforms to characters from anime and games. There are even costumes that look like underwear. Wow, it's like one of those costume stores. I'm still bewildered, but I lay Emeru on her bed. What next, CPR? I make sure that there's no one around. Nope, it's just the two of us. As I look around the room again, my head starts to spin from all the costumes. Hey, I think that's from... Yeah, that's from Horny Bunnies too. Darn, I guess Emeru came back. She shakes her head and looks around. I've never seen someone turn so pale. I'm sorry you fainted, so I brought you to your room. But she's not listening to my explanation. She says nothing. She just keeps looking at me, then the room. She's still pale. She starts to ponder. Then she droops her head. Oh no. You think that's Chain? I can hear her softly. I'm sorry, you fainted in the bathroom, so I couldn't just leave you there. So I brought you here. I didn't think it'd be like this. I'm sorry, what do you want me to do? After thinking a bit, she says softly. Well, I need to return to the bathroom. You're going again? Yes. She stands up. What if you faint again? Well, but I'm worried about my body odor. Really? Do I smell? Nope, not at all. In fact, you smell nice. She blushes. I don't think you have to go through so much trouble to take a bath. You're hurt, so why don't you just wipe down with a wet towel? Okay. Okay, then I'll bring some towels, so wait here. I run out of the room quickly, grab some towels, pour hot water on them, and come back. Here you go. You might not be fully satisfied, but I think this'll be enough. Yes. Emeru hands me a towel-like piece of cloth. What's this for? To cover your eyes. Oh, right. Emeru waits until I have the cloth secured on my eyes, and then she starts to take off her swimsuit. Well, that's my best guess. Please don't look. I can't. There's a naked Emeru right in front of me, but I'm not allowed to see anything. What a waste. On top of that, the sound of her rubbing the towel against her body makes me imagine all sorts of things. Ah, calm down. In times like this, I think of an old fat lady in a polka dot bathing suit. I try to calm myself down with gross images. I have a favor to ask. Of course I'm not peeking, nor am I listening or imagining anything, so don't worry, okay? It's not that. I can't reach my back. Huh? Huh? Which means... Can you do it for me? Emeru takes my hand and puts the towel in it. Is she serious? Is there a more tormenting trial than this? Maybe someone could end my misery and just shoot me here and now. Dad, Mom, please watch over me from above so that I won't do anything wrong. Note, they're not dead yet. Okay, here I go. I swallow so that she can't hear me. Her back, her back. I hear her voice around here, so it should be right around here. I feel something very soft. If I press hard, I can feel the flesh bounce back. Huh? No, not there. Emma's voice changes pitch, and she gets a little stiff. Shoot, I might be touching some weird part. Sorry. Now I'm starting to smell something sweet. Here, is right here okay? Yes, I'm not sure. Her voice changes further. No, not there. But it's still wet, so... No, not there. Wow, she's so soft. Covering my eyes and doing this is really getting me in the mood. I'm getting hard, too. Yes, ma'am? Silence. And finally, Emeru speaks. Do you want to do something sexual? No, I have no intention. This is just a natural phenomenon. Really? But you're starting to breathe hard. I'm sorry, it's a lie. Come on, if Emeru is sitting completely naked on the bed, there's no way I'm not going to get excited. But I can't say that flat out to her. If you promise... Really? You can if you promise to keep the cosplay thing a secret. Oh, what? Honestly, I do not think Emeru would say such a thing. Well, it's really hard and pressing against me, and you sound very excited, so... That's true, I don't think there's a guy who wouldn't get excited in this situation, but... I didn't mean for it to be that way. What should I do? Obviously, we're going to continue with the Emeru route since we're already there. But I'm going to go ahead and end it for now. And we'll do more Sagara family later, so, you know what to look forward to, right?